Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn, and all of our upcoming events, you can obviously and simply go to durangobusiness.org. And a little reminder that Coffee at Carver's is the second Tuesday of the month. We have Business After Hours, which also happens. And then you can go to durangobusiness.org to check it all out. But we are not here to talk about the Chamber. We're here to talk about Alternative Horizons. Kim Zook, how are you?
I'm good, Jack. How about you?
I am doing wonderful. Scoot closer to the microphone, though.
Happy Monday morning to you.
It is, isn't it? It's always happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you, too.
We've only known each other a couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those few years friendship.
Yeah, at least 17, because that's how long I've been with my wife. And by default.
Goodness, 17
years. I know, huh? Interview's over. You have upcoming, again, the Alternative Horizons 11th Annual Wine and Music Fest. This is awesome, and you're going to have it at the Smiley Building.
Yep, on the Smiley Building grounds.
That is such an incredible venue. It's back there in that kind of, I want to call it the quad area behind the building.
It is back there behind the building.
It's like its own little oasis.
It's beautiful back there. I think you attended last year.
Yeah.
This is our second year there, and it is absolutely gorgeous venue.
It is.
It's beautiful grass. It's really well taken care of.
Well, and you guys light it up. You know, you have all the lights that you do and all the tents and all the food. This is all happening at on September 24th, 5:30 to 8:30. And again, at the Smiley Building Grounds. And this is your big fundraiser, if I'm right,
correct,
for Alternative Horizons.
Correct. We do one big fundraiser each year.
Uh-huh.
As you know, we've talked about before, Alternative Horizons has been in Durango since 1978.
Wow.
This is our 38th year.
Wow.
So we've been around for a while, and this is a fabulous fundraiser for us.
Yeah.
It's fun. Nice evening.
Yeah. Well, and I want to back up to Alternative Horizons real quick, because as I've learned over the years, you help women in domestic violence situations. But what I think is important to know also, as I've learned, is that you I want to, for lack of words, empower them and show them how to be stronger to get out of the relationship, that they don't have to be in that.
Well, I think what we help them with, Jack, is there is support and services out there.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily have to leave, but we help them understand, educate mm-hmm. is part of what we do. And we do help men also.
Okay.
Our numbers are about 10 to 12% men
okay.
that we help in a year.
Mm-hmm.
565 people in 2015. So
565?
Yes.
Wow. That's one of those stats I always say that you don't hear about, and that is obviously prevalent in here in our community.
It is in our community. I think it's in a lot of communities, but mm-hmm. we're a small little community that doesn't always understand what that looks like. So.
And so we'll get back to the Wine and Music Fest to raise money for Alternative Horizons, but with those services, is there a charge?
No charge for our services. Everything is free.
Wow.
And we also like to put out there, of course, that it's confidential.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't report to anybody. We don't share with anybody. Everything is just between you and your advocate. So.
Right. And it says here you have the 24/7, 365 days a year crisis hotline, as well as advocacy services. Bridges of Hope Legal Project. Now, you also will represent and go with the person you're working with to court.
That's correct.
Because court can be intimidating.
Court can be intimidating on a good day.
Even if you get a traffic ticket, I'm intimidated.
That's right. It's not fun to go to court.
No.
So we offer services, whatever someone might need that is part of their domestic violence victimization.
Okay.
And we also work with kids. We like to put that out there.
Oh.
So we have therapy for kiddos, teenagers. Mm-hmm. We're in the schools for high-risk kids. So
okay.
Out in the community a lot.
And you, as I understand too, you work with, there's SAYSO, there's also, Plata Youth Services. You guys all work together.
We absolutely do.
Okay.
All of us refer back and forth to one another. Alternative Horizons is very separate from the mm-hmm. Southwest Safe House, but obviously we refer back and forth to the Safe House.
Right. And anybody, I want to point out again, anybody can use your services.
That's correct.
And even if they, I'm going to ask this, do they have to live in La Plata County?
La Plata or San Juan, Silverton.
Okay. Uh-huh.
We do offer limited resources in Archuleta County, but anybody can call our hotline.
Right. And that hotline number is 970-247-9619.
Correct.
And that's alternativehorizons.org. And I cannot say it enough. If you're in any kind of a relationship or some type of a situation, or even if you're just kind of unsure of something, you call, and the resources that you provide are, like you say, confidential and free of charge.
Correct.
Wow. And it's free of charge because you have fundraisers such as the Wine and Music Fest coming up September 24th out at the Smiley Building grounds, 5:30 to 8:30. And we went last year. In fact, I was just telling you here not too long ago, Shereen, we had bought a stay, an overnight weekend up at Twilight View. So we did a staycation, and we bought that at the Alternative Horizons fundraiser.
At our silent auction.
Yeah, you got a lot of cool stuff at the silent auction.
We do.
We spent a lot of money. My wife spent a lot of money.
Your wife spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cherie.
Yeah, exactly. No, Cherie did. And it is. It's such a fun event, and just some, you know, the food. Now, who's catering again this year?
Norton's is catering again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Actual Proof is providing the jazz music again this year. And we do have a new partner that I'd like to talk about, Alan at Put a Cork in It.
Oh, yeah. He's down King Center Laundry is what I call it, even though Laundry is not there anymore. But
right.
The King Center.
Exactly.
Kind of across from Baskin Robbins.
It is. And he's got a fabulous little spot there, and he is going to be the provider for beer and wine this year.
Very nice.
We're very excited about that.
And tickets are how much?
$50 per person, and those can be purchased at Put a Cork in It.
Oh, okay. Yep. And then also you can the day of the event, but it's always great to get your tickets in advance. Helps you guys to know kind of numbers and stuff. Now, let me ask, because last year, I believe I saw a Mercury table, now Vantive. But do you sell corporate sponsorships as well?
We do sell corporate sponsorships. We have some new partners this year. Centura Health, Mercy Regional Medical Center. Russell Engineering is a new partner with us this year.
Uh-huh.
First National Bank of Durango. And those corporate sponsors do buy a certain amount of tickets, certain level of sponsorship, and then they have a tent for their group to come and be at. So,
yeah, we crashed the Mercury last year.
I remember
that. I think we got evicted almost or whatever. They're like, Llewellyn, really? You're pulling your chamber hat and you're sitting at the Mercury table. Way to go. No, Matt Taylor was very nice, and he said I could stay.
That's
good. Just don't leave a mess.
Don't leave a mess.
And Shereen went and bid on a bunch of stuff, so everybody was happy.
That's right.
So if somebody would like to be a corporate sponsor, what do they need to do?
They would need to call the office, our administrative office, and talk to me.
And that number?
970-247-4374.
4374. Okay.
Correct. Or they can always contact one of my board members so they could get that off the website. Yep.
And again, all this at alternativehorizons.org is the website.
That's
and
right.
People can go on that. But again, this is such a great event. And last year, it was, I want to say, it was a beautiful evening, gorgeous sunset. I remember just being out there. And again, I felt like I wasn't even in Durango because
That's
it was just an area that you really don't get to see very often.
That's correct.
Right at the back of the Smiley Building.
Yeah.
Wow, how
I
cool.
Know.
Now, if somebody wants to donate to your silent auction, are you still open to getting items?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And that also, they can call the administrative office, and we'll make sure and pick it up, whatever we need to do for the silent auction item. You
Very
bet.
Cool. And any kind of auction item. I mean, everything from trips to if you have merchandise, you know, movie passes, concert tickets. I mean, I'm just throwing some ideas out there.
Everything. Yeah. The Durango community is so helpful and generous about donating silent auction items. So that's great. We look forward to it.
Now, when you have this event, all proceeds from this go to Alternative Horizons.
Correct.
Okay.
To the services that we provide to people in our community.
Now, and this is your biggest annual fundraiser.
It's really one of the few that we do. Mm-hmm. We might do another kind of outreach small event during the year, but really right. we just do this one specific event.
So you're not constantly, you know, out having a fundraiser, having a fundraiser, having
That's
a
right.
fundraiser.
That's right.
Yeah. And you want everyone that, you know, can participate, whether it's through buying tickets, a corporate table, or just coming in and bidding on a silent auction item.
That'd be great. Look now, forward to seeing people.
Well, and you know, when you do the silent auction, can you limit my wife this next? No, I'm just
I'll do my best.
I'm kidding you. Again, if you just tuned in, I'm talking with Kim Zook, and you're the executive director. Is that your official title?
That's my title, Jack.
Yeah, just like me. I always want our CEO, whatever it might be. But Alternative Horizons 11th Annual Wine and Music Fest. And that's, again, coming up September 24th, 5:30 to 8:30 at the Smiley Building Grounds. Tickets are only $50 per person. Available at Put a Cork in It, which is in the King Center next to Nature. What is it?
Natural
again?
Grocers.
Natural Grocers. That's it.
That's
I couldn't
it.
Remember.
Yep. Yes, indeed.
Grocer. And I'm just looking at your cheat sheet here. You guys do provide the 24-hour hotline. And again, if you're in a crisis situation, that number is 970-247-9619, or alternativehorizons.org is the website. What am I forgetting, Kim?
Don't think you're forgetting anything, Jack. Thank you for always
well,
being so helpful.
Well, you're not done yet, because we still have about 2 minutes to fill.
2 minutes to fill.
2 minutes. So how long have you been with Alternative Horizons?
This is my 18th year.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that great?
Wow.
I know. I love it.
Did you start as a volunteer?
I did start as a volunteer.
Okay.
So if I could put a little plug in for our volunteers, we do 2 annual trainings a year
okay.
for volunteers that want to staff our hotline.
Okay.
That is coming up on November 3rd and 4th.
Okay.
3rd and 4th. That's a Thursday and a Friday. We do basically from 8 to 5.
All right.
Train people to be on our 24-hour crisis line. We would love to have people call and be open to maybe taking that training, being educated about domestic violence, and maybe possibly helping us on our hotline.
Well, and I was just going to say, and make a difference in somebody's life.
Correct.
Now, that again, the phone number to sign up for training is?
To sign up for training, if you could call 970-403-1578.
Okay.
We can give you information about volunteering.
And it's also on your website, I'm assuming?
It will be, yep.
It will be. AlternativeHorizons.org. Is there any criteria that someone needs to go through to be a volunteer?
There's really not, Jack. There's really not a criteria. We do sit with people.
A background check does occur if or anything like that. Just
something
don't?
Similar. We spend time talking about what the requirements are.
Right.
But really, you just need to care about other people and be open to being a good listener.
Right.
Really, it's just to be supportive of people that are in crisis.
And then when somebody does call, the volunteer might take the person's name, and then they would put them in touch with, I would assume, a professional counselor on your staff or somebody that is professionally trained to go to those next steps.
If that's what the client wants. We
right.
never force that. We're always there to meet people with mm-hmm. what they think they need.
Okay.
But that's always available to talk to someone else another day.
And again, in 2015, you had how many people?
565 clients.
Wow. Wow. That number is huge.
It is huge.
I'm always shocked when I hear that. Now, by the way, your sidekick, Rita Warfield, where is she?
Rita Warfield is on her trip back from Denver. I think she went to see family.
Okay, well, yeah.
Actually taking a day off.
She could not make the interview, which is pre-recorded because of, you know, Labor Day and all that stuff. But big shout out to Rita and everything she does. So we appreciate her helping out with
Absolutely.
Your board. Board members, if someone wants to be a board member, do you have room on your board?
Absolutely. I'd love to have anyone that's interested in the cause and wants mm-hmm. to be on the board. We are a working board, so it has a little bit of time, but
yeah.
we'd love to talk to anybody that's interested, and they can also call me at the office, 970-247-4374.
All right. Well, Kim, thank you for everything you do in your 18 years of service.
18 years.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jack, for all you do for us.
Well, you know.
And the community.
I'm just here to help.
All right.
Thank you for thanking me. And it's alternativehorizons.org. Upcoming September 24th, the 11th Annual Wine and Music Fest. Tickets $50 over at Put a Cork in It.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah. Big shout out to him. And also to Norton's for catering and
Actual Proof.
Actual Proof. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
Hey, time's up. Now I got to cut you off.
Okay.
We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.